we know that a lot of people escaped Brisbane because of the lockdown on, Monday afternoon at 5? We saw the Bruce Highway and people heading up this way, cramming it, trying to get out of the place before the lockdown. Now, reason I bring this up is I noticed my neighbours, who I've had, you know, a grudging respect for. They do certain things that annoy me. But one thing that has really started to, affect, I suppose, the life of everyone in the family is the fact that, the woman there has got a boyfriend and he smokes. And he decides he wants to go and do it up near our pool area. So for a start, you're sitting there enjoying, you know, your time there and you get this waft of smoke over there. But because it's been cooler, he's now doing it in the outdoor area, which abuts my property. And I'm starting to find it's wafting into the house now through open windows.
Oh, that's not good.
Not good. But now, with Easter here, she's got a few friends here, hasn't she? And they all smoke. Every single one of them. And I've never, you know, because, you know, with the smoking bans or people actually doing it, you know, outside the office in corridors away from, the mainstream, you don't really get to smell cigarette smoke much. I vaguely have a memory of it as a kid when it was fairly prolific. But when you haven't had it for a few years, you really do notice every little waft. And when there's about five or six people next door, literally just on the adjacent part of your property, your total outdoor area, and even inside your house starts to get filled with that smell, and you can't get rid of it, Ali. It's really annoying.
That is a really hard one, isn't it? Because, I mean, obviously many people smoke and they're in their own home, but you're also in your own home and you've got the right to not be sitting in your own home and being affected by their cigarette smoke. This is difficult. What are you going to do?
Well, this is where am I forced to go and knock on the door and remind them that, the legislation about smoking, but they're on their own property, but it is affecting me. I mean, is there legislation that covers that, or is it just something that you have to have as a friendly neighbourly agreement? But I'm not really on friendly terms with them, Ali.
Yeah, well, that makes it even more difficult, doesn't it? Because, so would you say, so you wouldn't be comfortable approaching them then? So, I mean, are you on sort of semi-bad terms with them, or do you just not have anything to do with them?
You know what? It's nodding terms. When I mow the lawn, I may nod, we have a smile, we give away, but I've never spoken to them once. I'm not one of these people that go say, welcome to the neighbourhood, because they're a bunch of renters for a start, so they come and go every...
Oh, don't call them a bunch of renters. I'm a renter.
Yeah, but you're a respectful renter.
Would you judge me?
These ones aren't respectful. They sit there and let their kid hit the fence with the basketball all the time. They let their, carry on and upset my dog. And now they're encroaching on my territory with their smoke. Now, I know they have a right to do that in their place, but, you know, where does it stand? Is there a legal standpoint about that?
Well, that's a very good question. I don't know. And my guess would be no, because they are on their own property. But see, that's difficult. If you've never had a conversation with them, you don't really want the first conversation to be, oi, can you just not smoke in your own home? Yeah, this is really tough. I actually don't know what to do.
I had a suggestion from my other...
I don't know what to...
My other neighbour said to me the other day, I said, I can always leave a note in the letterbox. He goes, mate, don't be a wuss. Go and knock on the door, confront them like a man. I said, would you come with me?
Is it affecting him too when the breeze goes
No, not affecting
way?
Him. I just he's my good neighbour, and so we talk about a lot of stuff. He helps me with a lot of things, and I was just throwing that idea at him, and I said, well, do the no thing. He says, look, a lot of weak people put notes in the letterbox, but that's not confronting the problem because...
I don't think that's weak. I mean, I think that gives... I'm a massive fan of letter writing and note writing because it gives people... You can write it in exactly the tone that you want to, and they can digest it in their own time. It's less confrontational.
Will you write it for me?
So I'm... Of course I would. Of course I would. Absolutely. I don't know. Because this is a really tough one, Bill.
That's your Easter task.
I don't know what you should do.
That's your Easter task.
Look, here we go. Why don't we put it out to the Zinc family and ask for their advice? What should you do? Simple as that.
Is there a legal angle? Is there something I can quote that way, or is it just something I've got to confront? Rhonda, can you help me out?
Yeah, well, you're in a bit of a dilemma, aren't you? In relation to Ali's comments about writing a letter, when she says you can put it in the tone that you wanted, unfortunately, I'm a bit dubious about that one because it's a bit like text messages on your mobile. You can interpret it several ways, and if people are going to be a bit antagonistic about things with you in relation to your neighbour, you know.
Yeah.
They could still just put a spin on it however they want to. So I don't, although, you know, you can phrase it in certain ways, but people can always still take it a totally different way and still be offended or, you know, get cranky about it or whatever. As much as it sounds like a good idea, I know from my own experience, especially with text messages, it just doesn't always come across that way at all.
Yeah, you know, what do you think? You'd have to be very careful with the wording, and I mean, you would start the letter with a very, I'm really reluctant to do this, I'm sorry to have to, you know. But so what do you reckon what do you think Bilko should do in this situation?
Well, I tend to agree with you a bit, but I was thinking about it. I was just wondering if you can find out who the real estate agent is. Check first to see whether or not they, in fact, are allowed to smoke at the premises, because some owners say no smoking, and, you know, a lot of people end up smoking on the premises. It's a bit like, you know, they get a job when they're not supposed to have one, you know?
That's what I'm wondering, Rhonda. Yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah, look, that's not a bad way to initially go about it.
Hey, Pat.
Good suggestion. I wouldn't have...
How you going, Bilko? How you going, Ellie?
Hey, Pat, what do you think Bilk should do? This is a tough one, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, first up, go and have a talk to him. And if that doesn't work, you have a contingency in place, and the contingency is a big fan. And on the back of the big fan, you have a pot. And in the pot, you mix up sulphur and iron filing. So if they're not willing to move somewhere else, you turn the big fan on, it blows their smoke back over at them, and takes the gentle waft of, or the gentle smell of rotten eggs with it.
You're a beautiful man, Pat.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Kane, you weighing in on this neighbourhood debate. What do I need to do?
Yeah, I was just ringing to say that just in regards to their renters and stuff, you can always contact the managing agent for the property and get them to intervene.
Yeah, a few people say that. I don't know how to find that out, though.
Which would be listed with the body corporate. All owners should be on the body corporate committee and be listed with their managing agent, should be with the body corporate if it's a group of units.
Great recommendation. Oh, is it a unit or a house?
It's a house, so I'm not sure how to go about that.
Yeah, but all your units should be attached to your body corporate, and the managing agent's details should be held with the committee.
All right, thank you, mate.
And also, just double check your bylaws as well.
All right, I've got to go and do some research, obviously, on this, Ali, which I will do over the Easter break. And look, maybe I may just go and do the nice approach and maybe offer him an Easter egg or something.